Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is your host, John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we have all your latest NFL news and action. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. We know the show can't go on without our listeners. So thank you. Can't say it enough. But let's talk about some football. I know that's what you guys tune in for. We're actually going to start with the Denver Broncos. There's a little dilemma in Denver. You know, the Broncos defense will unravel without Von Miller. But if the team keeps him beyond 2019, their salary cap situation could spiral out of control. With most of Von Miller's dead cap in the rearview mirror, the Denver Broncos could consider trading Miller in order to save $31 million over the course of the 2020 and 2021 seasons. Obviously, that's the last thing this team wants to do because they don't want to miss out on one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. You know, that could cause the Broncos to regress into a bottom-tier franchise. But the same thing can happen if they end up retaining Miller. There would be no money to improve the other positions on their roster with that mega contract on the books. Not only that, but it seems like there's tension between John Elway and Von Miller. So that could play a role in whether or not the future Hall of Famer stays or goes. If anything does end up happening, it will probably come in the form of a trade so Denver can get something in return. Now, this is where things get tricky because everything becomes about timing. The Broncos don't want to hold on for too long because Miller is getting older and he could have a bad year, which would decrease his value. At the same time, though, they're already on the hook for his 2019 salary. And if they're going to pay for Miller, they might as well keep him on the team for at least one more season. Finally, you have to analyze the psychology behind Elway, and you know he'll end up setting Miller somewhere decent as a token of his appreciation for winning Super Bowl 50. It would also make Elway look like a class act. The last thing Elway wants to do is trade Miller to an AFC team and go against him for the next half a decade, meaning Miller's preferred destination, the Dallas Cowboys, are still on the table if they choose not to resign to Marcus Lawrence and made the trade happen down the line. The Rams could also be in play if they decide to let Ndamukong Suh walk. Then there's a team like the Seattle Seahawks who could be in the market for another pass rusher, especially if they lose Frank Clark. Really, all options are on the table, but this is the direction things are heading. Broncos fans better enjoy this last season of watching Miller because time is winding down. So, the Denver Broncos, they keep Von Miller for the 2020 and 2021 seasons. They're going to have to pay him $46 million for those 2 years. So Denver want to pay Von Miller $23 million annually, which is quarterback numbers. That's more than a lot of quarterbacks in the National Football League make. Or do they want to ship Von Miller out, get something in return for him? Keep in mind, he's aging. He's around 30 years old. So he's an aging pass rusher. And what if they draft an outside backer to pair with Bradley Chubb? Because, you know, the Denver Broncos got Bradley Chubb last year. He had a great year as a rookie. So he's kind of stepping up and taking on some of the pass rushing responsibilities. You could, you know, draft an outside linebacker to pair with Chubb and trade away Von Miller and really set your team up for the future as far as the salary cap goes. They would have a ton of funds to operate and to stack talent. Yeah, another option could be, you know, trading away Von Miller, maybe signing someone like, you know, Clay Matthews, who's going to be way cheaper. And then, with some of the money you saved, because you could probably get what, even if you got Clay Matthews for $9 million a year, that's almost a third of what you would pay Von Miller, which is, $23 million a year. So you could sign Clay Matthews and also probably, sign someone like Ndamukong Suh. I'm not saying that's what the Broncos are going to do or even should do, but that just gives you an idea of what you could do with some of the money you save from Von Miller. What if they got Terrell Suggs for, $3-4 million? And then they signed, a bunch of other players with the money they saved for Miller. So there's so many different courses of action, and they all have to be weighed if you're John Elway. I think even though there's a little tension between John Elway and Von Miller, John Elway would send Miller somewhere decent. I don't think he would send him just to a god-awful team, because John Elway is the type of guy who wants his image to be looked at highly. So by shipping Von Miller to a good team, it would be a thank you for winning the Super Bowl 50. And like I said, it would also make John Elway look like a class act, which is going to make more people want to work with him. So really, it's for Elway, it's probably about his image. I think there really is starting to become a little bit of a rift between Elway and Miller. We've seen Von Miller's mom sound off on Instagram. We've seen Miller himself kind of hint that he's not happy with John Elway for whatever reason. I don't know why. It kind of looks like John Elway should be respected a little bit more because he did pay Von Miller that huge mega $100 million contract or whatever it was. It was huge. So I don't know why, but that's the direction things are heading. And if you're a Broncos fan, we know they're all diehard Von Miller fans in the Mile High City. The time is winding down. Von Miller's on his way out. I don't see him being there longer than 2019. Maybe they will stick with him just because he's too good to pass up and they decide to ride out his contract. But for financial reasons, there's a lot of incentive for them to move on and just kind of part ways with him, because then they set their team up financially for a much brighter future. The next topic that we have up, the Baltimore Ravens could lose Terrell Suggs and Za'Darius Smith in free agency, and that might cost them their playoff spot next season. The Baltimore Ravens had a good season, and that's because they made the playoffs. Lamar Jackson ignited Baltimore's offense, and everything was trending upward. However, now the Ravens have some tough decisions to make with Terrell Suggs and Za'Darius Smith. Those were two of John Harbaugh's main pass rushers, and both guys are heading towards free agency. It's still possible that one or even both of those players could be re-signed. Baltimore also has the option to franchise tag one of them as well, but the truth is someone needs to come back in order to keep this team in the hunt. That should probably be Smith because he's much younger than Suggs. At 27 years old, he's got a lot more left in the tank than the 37-year-old future Hall of Famer. The only benefit of going with Suggs is the Ravens could probably sign him for a cheap contract. Although the emergence of Patrick Awanasar and Matt Judon give the team's front office even more incentive to target Smith. With those three guys and a strong year from Jackson in the offense, they should be very close to making the playoffs again next season. If both Suggs and Smith leave, though, then there could be trouble on the horizon. Obviously, that's not a risk that Baltimore wants to take because everything is finally coming together. This franchise just won the AFC North, and there's a lot of positive energy swirling around their ball club. You can't jeopardize that by rolling the dice and hoping everything will pan out without Suggs and Smith. That defense is what Harbaugh hangs his hat on, and it's essentially their ace in the hole. It might not be a bad idea to bring them both back and be safe rather than sorry. So Terrell Suggs and Za'Darius Smith, two very, very good pass rushers for the Baltimore Ravens, and now they're both heading towards free agency. There's still a possibility that they could be re-signed. Baltimore could offer them something, offer them a contract and free agency, and they could come back. They still could franchise tag one of them. Obviously, that's an expensive route, but you know, if you don't want someone to leave, you can kind of hold them hostage with the franchise tag. To me, it's got to be Za'Darius Smith. If you only can get one of them, he's younger. He's 27 years old. And, you know, with Onuwusar and Judon there, you can pair Onuwusar and Judon up with Za'Darius Smith and kind of have a core and a nucleus on defense that could lead this team into the future. Like I said, the only reason they might go with Terrell Suggs, even though he's like 16 years in the NFL, is because they can get him for a very cheap contract. I just don't see too many teams going out and making a run at Terrell Suggs just because he's so old, and they would probably, those teams would probably prefer to develop a younger player who's going to be around for a lot longer. But, you know, Suggs, if you can get him for, you know, $3 or $4 million on a 1-year deal, he's still a good player. You still have to win games now. You know, if you're Baltimore, just to keep things shored up on the defensive side of the ball, you might want to consider bringing them back. I don't think you want to lose out on both of them. I really think if both those guys walk, Baltimore probably won't get in next season. I just think that defense takes too much of a hit without Smith or Suggs there. But, you know, they're going to have to make a decision and at least probably get one of them. So, that front office, you got to go after Za'Darius Smith, retain him. Make sure you have a defense that can get stops. Make sure you have one of the best defenses in the league that can get takeaways and give the ball back to Lamar Jackson, because we know Lamar Jackson controls the time of possession and keeps the Ravens offense on the field longer, which keeps Baltimore's defense even more well-rested. So when you have a talented cast and they're well rested because Lamar Jackson keeps the offense on the field for so long, suddenly those defenders can play at an optimal level. So it's just like the perfect formula for success. That's why coaches always want to run the ball and control the time of possession, because it's harder for teams to score when their offense is on the sideline. That's just the reality of the situation. Baltimore wants to let Lamar Jackson, you know, be on the field for the majority, of the game and, create points and, make some magic happen, which we saw he's capable of doing this past season. You know, won them the AFC North, got them to the playoffs, but you don't do it without a defense that can clamp down and really be the backbone of that team. And really, it's made up of talent like Terrell Suggs and Za'Darius Smith. So you can't overlook those guys and just think that we'll draft somebody or we'll sign somebody and replace them. Those guys were pretty special, and it showed. That's why they were a playoff team. I'm John Kuzma. Thanks for listening. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day. Take care.